Hello.
Hey, Leslie, how are you?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a Wednesday in December. Why wouldn't I be, you know?
It's a cold Wednesday in December, so I'm not going to play with her.
It is. It's like 27 degrees up here, so it's cold.
Well, we're only at 31.
Ugh, that's not fun.
So no, it's not a lot better. No, it's not a lot better here than it is with you, I'm
Oh my
telling you. And
gosh.
I'm not a cold weather girl, but it's
Yeah.
okay.
Well, it doesn't help you when you go running, right? It's not helpful.
No, and we tried to run last night, and my fingers were just ice cubes.
Ooh, yes.
But it's okay. I only did about 3 miles and came home, got on the treadmill for the rest of it because I thought it's just when them little fingers turn into ice cubes with two pairs of gloves on. That's just I'm not that tough.
Right. No, neither am I. I don't
Yeah,
enjoy that.
I'm not. I am not. So anyway, what you got going on?
Not too much. Just figured I'd call my lady, you know?
Okay. Well, now listen. There is a card coming to you in the mail.
Okay.
Be careful when you open it because I just went ahead and threw my payment in the card that I sent you.
Okay.
So just know when you open that, there's a check in there. And I thought about it. I thought, crap, that may be in a totally different building or something crazy. I may have caused issue by doing that.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we're everything's here, so you're fine.
Okay, good deal. Well, then just know that's coming. Matter of fact, you might have it. I don't know. You might have it today, but you'll probably have it tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. How's everything
Okay.
else going though for you? How are you?
Well, everything's pretty good. Like I said, other than cold and Monday was not a good day at the store. We didn't have anybody, but we've already got people coming tomorrow. So there's supposed to be a young man coming tomorrow to talk about an engagement ring. So
Nice.
hopefully I'll be calling you needing a diamond. We'll see.
I love that. That's music to my ears.
Yeah, that works good if we can make it happen.
1,000%. Have we had anybody asking about naturals or anything lately, or has it all been lab grown?
It's all been lab grown.
Yeah. Well, it's
I
nice to
mean,
convert someone, you know?
yeah, it's just again, this microwave generation, they're looking for bang for the buck.
Yeah.
They're not looking for quality, they're looking for quantity.
Right.
And again, you got these little girls on Etsy and Pinterest and Instagram looking at a 5-carat ring going, this is what I want. And you got a little boy with a $500 budget, and I'm like, baby, that's not going to work.
Right. Yeah, no, it's tough. It's
So,
like we just got to bring the value out, you know? It's
yeah.
valueless the minute they walk out that door.
Yeah. And well, it's just, again, if we can get these little girls, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, a young man wanted to marry a girl. He went, he bought the ring he likes that he could afford.
Mm-hmm, 1,000%.
He could afford. And now everything's all about the tick. I call it the TikTok generation. If they can't TikTok it, then it's not worthy.
Right.
And it's ruined it. It's ruined a lot of things.
It has. It really has.
So including a lot of parents' budgets.
You know what
So.
else has is Amazon, because everybody wants what they want and they want it now.
Oh, and okay, and I'll be the first to say we're terrible for Amazon because literally where we live, we've got Walmart.
Right.
That's about it.
Yep.
Now, I do have a run-in store that I can get some clothes and shoes from, but, if I want anything, if I don't want to drive an hour, I got to get on Amazon. And then the other cool thing is, if I get it and don't like it, you just box it up and send it back.
Exactly. They make it too easy, you know?
It's too easy. Yeah, it's too easy. Now, I did have a young lady walk in Monday with a repair, a rose gold moissanite ring,
Uh-huh.
and she wanted me to size it down. Well, I wasn't in the store. Gina took the ring. I come in. She goes, I've messed up. I said, what's wrong? She said, look at this ring. Look at this ring under the loop. She had the loop to it. This ring's busted all to pieces. It's cracked in like 8 different places.
Oh my gosh.
I called the little girl. I said, where'd you get this ring, baby? FlairMoissanite.com. It came from overseas. I'm like, well, baby, I'm not going to size this ring for you. I can't fix this ring. And it's
Right.
fixable, but I don't want to own the ring the rest of its life.
Right.
So, but again, they got it cheap. But now they got no customer service.
Yeah. And that's the problem, too, right, is they buy these things online, and they buy them cheap, and they don't realize what they're really doing, and they're putting all their money into it. And when they come back in and they ask, you know, to have these moms and pops repair these things, and
yes.
like, you're putting, you know, you're putting your ass on the line, you know?
And that's exactly right. Because I told her, I said, honey, if I make that ring smaller, it's fixing to bust into at least 8 different pieces because that's where all the cracks are.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it to my repair shop, and I'm talking to AJ, and I said, look at this. He said, oh, Leslie, he said, I'm not touching it.
Right.
I'm not touching it. He said, because, number one, it's going to take hundreds of dollars for me to sit here and repair all these cracks, and it's a cheap ring.
Yeah.
For the same $500, she can buy her another cheap ring off the same place. Now, she's still going to buy another one in 2 years.
Yep.
But, you know, it's hard to get this. You think this generation is so smart, and they're really not.
No, they're dumb.
They're dumb. They're totally stupid.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Well, let me grab this other line, but I'll let you know if I come up with anything.
All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.